You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 25. You are listening to How to Trust Yourself Part 3. So if you missed Part 1 and Part 2, you missed some nuggets, girl. Go back and listen to Part 1 and Part 2 and then come back and listen to Part 3. This is the final step. This is exactly what you need to do to start trusting yourself, because we cannot get to consistency without self-trust. We cannot get to self-trust without being really honest and accountable. So I talk up all about that in Part 1 and Part 2. So if you missed that, definitely check it out. So in this episode, you're going to be learning about the final step in creating self-trust, how to give yourself credit for building that trust, and then the one mindset shift that you will need to make it easier to accomplish your self-trust. And this is exactly what I teach my clients inside of the Fit Figure Formula. This is my 16-week program where I am coaching either one-on-one or inside of my group. And I am not only teaching you all about macros and all about how to nourish your body well without getting rid of any meal times, without getting rid of carbs, all foods can fit, but I am teaching you also how to build more self-esteem, more self-love, more self-confidence, and how working on your inner self transforms your outer self. And if you're struggling with this, now is the time to go to the show notes and book a call, and we can talk more about how I can help you. So let's get into this episode. So here is the final step in trusting yourself. So you've got to create more evidence that you can do this. And you probably already have some evidence. So in Part 1, a few episodes back, we talked about self-forgiveness. And I don't want you to throw away all of your history. I want you to keep some of it. I want you to keep the parts where you learned a lesson, you learned something about yourself, you grew, or, you know, you might have made a mistake, but it made you better. I want you to keep those parts. And I want you to allow yourself to start creating evidence that you could always do this, that you didn't completely fail, that there were some things that you really did do well, that you already have a certain skill set, you already have a certain knowledge based on all of the times that you've tried in the past to create your result. And maybe it didn't stick, but all is not lost. There are some things that you are already doing well. There are things that already come easy to you, and you're just not giving yourself credit for it. So I want you to think back in the past and remember this evidence, but also you can make an intention to create some new evidence as well. So this starts by really setting some micro commitments and following through. Now, here is where our perfectionist brain starts to get in the way, because if we make some micro commitments, our brain will say, well, that's not going to be good enough to get me to my goal. Making a very small commitment isn't enough. I have to do everything or do nothing at all. And that's the all or nothing thinking that keeps us stuck and inconsistent. All or nothing thinking is always going to help you to be more inconsistent. So I want you to practice leaning into making some micro commitments to yourself, whether it's, okay, I'm going to take a walk once a week. If you're not doing anything right now, once a week is better than nothing, but your brain is going to say that's not enough. That's going to be wasting my time. A lot of times, if we just get started, we will do more than what our commitment is. But if we won't take the first step to make that micro commitment and follow through, then we miss the opportunity to provide that evidence for our brain. So this is such an important part, because here's where you put your forgiveness into practice. when I'm creating evidence, I'm taking action, I'm setting intention, and then I'm following through and I'm creating more evidence that, oh, I already had the skill set, or I'm developing the skill set. Maybe you didn't have any skill sets. I doubt it, but maybe you learned nothing from your previous attempts. Okay, let's just assume that. That's okay, right? We can say, what can I learn now? Could I learn how to create more evidence for myself so that I can trust myself now? This is how we build a new story. We build a new story because we decided in part two what we want to think about ourselves and what that would look like. What would it feel like? What would it sound like? And what action steps would I take if I'm creating a whole new story? And you have your big goal, your big dream, your big affirmation, your big powerful thought about yourself. But remember that there is a spectrum of belief and there's a spectrum of action steps as well. So it's not I'm not doing anything versus I'm doing everything. There is a spectrum in between. And if you need to be in that in between where you're working towards really making larger commitments to yourself, that is okay. So make sure that you are taking some micro action steps and you're also catching your passive language. We talked about this on part two, that passive sneaky language that is basically saying, I don't trust myself. As a coach and after coaching so many women and hearing so many people describe themselves in their health journey, it screams out at me. Like when you're using that passive language, it screams, I don't trust myself. This isn't safe. There's a lot of distrust here. I'm uncertain. And as you are talking, as you are transitioning from not trusting yourself to trusting yourself, you will also start to catch this passive language in real time, in mid-sentence, and you can start to reframe. Okay. So how do you start to give yourself credit for building this new evidence? Something that perfectionists struggle with a lot, and you will know if you are a perfectionist, if you're doing this, is not putting attention on your wins. You're not giving yourself credit for the evidence that you already have. You're not giving yourself credit for the wins that you create. And that means scale wins, which are, okay, the scale is going down. You may lose half a pound. You may lose 1 pound. You may lose 2 pounds. And you're like, well, I still have, 20 more pounds to go. Or, well, I could have lost 3 pounds, but I overate one day. And it's always like this little thing where we're trying to find a reason not to trust ourselves or not to give ourselves credit for creating evidence. I want you, I don't care what it is, the smallest little micro win, which honestly, there is no such thing because every 1 pound, every half pound, every quarter of a pound is what equals up to the 20 pound, 30 pound loss. You would not be able to get to 30 pounds if you didn't lose the half pound or the 1 pound. I was actually on Instagram the other day and I forget, it's this gospel singer and he was talking about the game of football. And it was such a great analogy because he said, like, I didn't understand the game of football. I thought that football, the purpose of the game was to score a touchdown. And it's not. It is to get the first down. Now, I don't know much about football, so I'm just going off of what he said, but that made so much sense because it's like, okay, if you're constantly focusing on the touchdown, you're going to constantly be throwing Hail Marys. And that looks like cutting out your carbs. That looks like cutting out a mealtime. That looks like doing a watermelon diet. That looks like doing a juice fast. And you're constantly doing these things that are not going to last, that are going to end up failing long term because it's not sustainable. But if you focused on the first down, those smaller wins that are going to get you to your goal, if you keep getting first downs over and over and over again, you're going to get to the touchdown. And I thought that was such a great analogy for our fitness journey. I need you to count your first downs. I need you to count your wins. That's the only way you're going to get to your big goal. So I don't care if it's a scale win. I don't care if it's a habit. So for example, maybe you drank half your body weight in water all week this week. That's amazing. How are you celebrating that? How are you acknowledging it? Right? And we don't have to be dramatic, or you can be totally dramatic. That's up to you. When we're thinking about, okay, I've been doing really well with my water, it's something just as simple as bringing attention to the win versus casting it aside as unimportant. So if we are just bringing attention to it, we can show gratitude. We can like have just a moment even in our minds just to show appreciation for that gratitude and just acknowledge it. Have you ever done something and like it was a good thing and nobody acknowledged it? Right? That's what we're doing to ourselves. We are on this journey. We have this big desire and we start to take action even when we doubt ourselves, which is super courageous. And we start doing the thing and nobody says a word. And I mean, nobody as in you. You're not clapping for yourself. And I need you to clap for yourself. Okay. When you hit that first down, girl, clap, right? The crowd claps when the football players reach the first down. This is an exciting thing, even though they haven't hit the touchdown yet, right? Are y'all following this football analogy? I hope so. So I need you to, while you are creating this new evidence, I need you to give yourself credit for the evidence, because a lot of times we're making changes, but we're like, yeah, but X, Y, and Z. Yeah, but I haven't reached all my goals yet. Yeah, but I missed a workout. Maybe you did schedule 4 and you got 3. And that one workout that you didn't get somehow overpowers the 3 that you did get. So if you worked out 4 times, like you said that you were going to, accept the credit and allow it to build new evidence. Put attention on it, put appreciation to it, show gratitude for it. Because if you do not, it always brings you back to, I can't do this. It reinforces distrust, uncertainty, because it'll never be good enough. Think about this. If you never give yourself credit for the things that you are doing, then you'll never give yourself credit for the things that you are doing. And it'll never be good enough. You'll always be thinking, I could have done more. It would have been better if. Look how much farther I have to go. Stop doing that. Put attention on your wins and allow the evidence to create more evidence. Allow yourself to create a new story, because we let go of that old story. We decided what we want to think about ourselves, and you need to accept the new evidence. Allow it to be true. We fight that so much by not accepting and acknowledging our wins. This is huge. So what's the one mindset shift that's going to make it easier for you to accomplish this? And here it is. Understanding that there is no finish line and that it will not be linear. There are times when you are going to nail this process that I've described in part 1, part 2, and part 3. You're going to nail it and you're going to think, oh my God, I got over it. I've done it. And then as you go along, you're going to notice that you're kind of backsliding a little bit, that the pendulum is swinging in the other direction. And the first thing that happens, we think, oh my God, I didn't change. Oh my God, you know, I'm falling backwards. I'm falling off. And now I'm just going to go into this spiral and I'm never going to come out of it. And it's like this doom spiral starts. But if we already expect that it won't be linear, if we already know that there'll never be a finish line, like this process never ends. And sometimes I think because we feel like there should be an end or there should be a finish line, that when it continues, when we're still having this battle within ourselves, we think something has gone wrong. It's like, no, this is life. Like, you'll never be done with this process. So understand that. I know we talked about forgiving yourself, creating new thoughts, and you know, you're on the affirmation spectrum and you're going to create this evidence. You're going to accept the evidence, and there will be times when you find yourself not doing it. Do not let that mean that you can't do it. Don't make it mean that now you're undisciplined, that you're never going to reach your goal. That just lets the distrust back in. That just picks up the unforgiveness again and the distrust again. All you have to do is let it go again. When you go back and you pick up your distrust again, when you remember that I need to forgive myself, that there is no finish line, that it is not a linear process, and you don't shame and guilt yourself for falling off or not being as consistent, you just remember, oh, I didn't have to be perfect. Remember, I said I didn't have to be perfect, and here I am not being perfect. Cool. This is totally expected. That's fine. I can just let this go again. And you can start over from part one all over again by letting yourself off the hook, by forgiving yourself, by creating some new powerful thoughts about yourself, by repracticing some of those small micro steps, and continue the cycle. It's never over. And that doesn't have to be something that is really grueling, because you're going to, hopefully, we're going to live a long, healthy life, right? Like, time is going to pass anyway. So you might as well practice self-compassion, practice self-love, practice self-forgiveness, and do not hold it over your head to beat yourself up with it that you're still, quote unquote, you're still dealing with this. Yes, you're still alive. That's great. So you're always going to be dealing with this. There's no finish line. And put down that expectation that it'll ever be easy. It's not going to get any easier. I told one of my clients that one time, and she was like, what? I'm like, no, girl, it's not going to get any easier. You're going to get stronger. You're going to get better. You're going to get to learn more skills that you're going to be right on top of yourself, and you're going to get better at forgiving yourself. You're going to get quicker at forgiving yourself. You're going to be faster at recognizing your self-sabotage. You're going to build tools that when this comes up, you know exactly what to do. So that confidence doesn't come from never having an issue. The confidence comes from when you have the issue, you know exactly how to get out of it. That is the confidence. And that is self-trust. That is a beautiful thing. And this is what I help my clients do. I give you mental tools so that you know this isn't a problem. I know exactly how to get out of this. I know how to start taking action when I've kind of fallen off a little bit. I know exactly how to get myself to take action. I know exactly what thoughts really get me going. I know exactly how to set a micro action step so that I can create some more momentum. I don't have to hold it over my head that I haven't been showing up exactly the way that I need to right now. It's not a problem. I let it go and I start over. And this is a cycle, and it's a process, and it's the best process that you can be in versus the shame spiral, the guilt spiral, the beating yourself up spiral. The fact of the matter is you can do this. You just got to believe that you can. And when you believe that you can, you start acting like and speaking like you can. That changes everything. And if you need help with that, I want to help you go from where you are to your goal and feel so much better about your journey and create your goals from a place of love, from a place of peace, and a place of joy, because you deserve that. You deserve to prioritize your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. You deserve to have a great relationship with food and fitness. You deserve to be able to look in the mirror and be really happy with yourself and be able to be looking for the things that you love about yourself. So many times I will coach clients and we track our progress, and I have them take their progress photos. And sometimes they're like, oh, I took my progress photos. And I'm like, you know, you're looking for the things that you don't like about yourself. And when I see the progress photos and I do a review for them so that I can tell them what I see, I'm looking for the progress. And they're a lot of times not looking for the progress. They're looking for where things are still not the way they want them to be. But over time, we learn to shift that perspective and shift what you're looking for. So of course, you're going to find something different as well. And this is the work that I love to do. If you cannot tell, I am very passionate about this. It's one of my favorite things to do. Y'all, I have built this business out of nothing. When I say nothing, I mean literally it has been an idea. And I really believe that God speaks to me in ideas. And he just like puts this idea in my mind. And once I get an idea in my mind, I am so relentless. Like if when I want something, it is hard for me to let it go. And I don't know that I've ever been successful when I have something like in my mind and I want to create it. I don't know that I've ever really let it go. I'm just super tenacious like that. And this is basically my dream job that I thought of in my closet during the time, if y'all remember the prayer closet. If you haven't listened to the trailer for this podcast, I go into like how I even built this business in the first place. But I talk about how I would write this out and being able to wake up and do what I love and be excited about what I get to create. I remember wanting that. And this is such an answered prayer. And if you're struggling, I want to help you and I'm here for a reason. So make sure you go to the show notes and book a call so we can talk more about how I can help you. So thank you so much for watching this 3-part series on how to trust yourself. I'm sure that we will talk about this a lot more. If you did not watch or listen to part 1 or part 2, definitely go back and check those out. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside.